This is Ozarks at Large. This week, two groups of people in Phase 1B of the COVID-19 vaccination rollout are eligible to receive the vaccine. They include people over the age of 70, as well as educators and staff at K through 12 schools, higher education, and daycare facilities. But these vaccinations won't happen all at once. It's likely it will take weeks for everyone who wants a vaccine to get one. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Dr. Jennifer Dillehay about the current demand and supply of vaccine doses in the state. Dr. Dillehay is the state epidemiologist and medical director for immunizations and outbreak response at the Arkansas Department of Health.
Where does the vaccination rollout stand in Arkansas at this moment?
Well, I'm glad you asked about that. So we are vaccinating folks in Arkansas with two different types of vaccines, a Pfizer vaccine and Moderna vaccine. They're both similar in that they use the same kind of vaccination technology. They're nucleic acid vaccines, and they are both very safe and effective. They are 95% effective in completely preventing illness with due to COVID-19 and 100% effective in preventing severe disease. So that's very hopeful for us in Arkansas. We are rolling the vaccines out through a variety of sites. Currently, we are providing vaccines through some hospitals and their clinics, and they're hosting some specialty events. But mostly, we're providing them through local pharmacies. And as our vaccine allocations increase in Arkansas, we'll increase the number of pharmacies, but also be able to provide the vaccine through medical clinics throughout the state.
This week, the state moved to start offering the vaccines to teachers and school staff and people 70 years and older. But at the same time, pharmacies have very long wait lists, and some of them haven't received any shipments of the vaccine at all. Does that point to a lot of demand and not enough supply?
So with moving to Phase 1B, which is includes people who are 70 and older, as well as people in education right now. So that's daycare, K through 12 grades and schools, and universities and colleges. This is a very sizable group. These are hundreds of thousands of people. And we only get a little more than 37,000 doses in Arkansas every week to vaccinate new people. So this really is a constricted supply to meet the needs of so many people. So the way that's being managed is the pharmacies that are receiving vaccine, and you can locate those pharmacies on the ADH website. But those pharmacies are making appointments for the future. We're trying to give them a steady supply each week, even though it's small, so they know how to plan. And then for groups like school districts or colleges and universities, we're asking them to work with their employers so that they can plan for a vaccination event. So then those folks can either get vaccinated when the supply is available locally for them to do a group event or some other special arrangement. We're hoping that if we can keep the vaccine supply to pharmacies and other locations around the state, people can plan ahead and then fill in when there's a need, so we can do a school district here and then next time a different school district and roll that around the state as we are able to get enough vaccine to do those larger scale events.
And does every county get the same number of vaccine doses?
So right now we're working on breaking it down by population. The number of doses we get it averages out to be less than 500 doses per county, which is not very much. But some smaller counties get less and the larger counties get more. And we'll just have to keep chipping away at it until we are able to get an increased number of doses coming to the state.
Do you foresee the state getting more than about 38,000 doses a week anytime soon, or is this all we can expect for a while?
Right now, we're having to plan for that amount to come in for the next few weeks. We have not heard anything definite about an increase in our allocation. Of course, we're hoping for more sooner, but that has not taken place. So we're working on at least having a plan as we currently stand, and then we can rapidly, scale up if more doses become available.
Last week, national media like the Washington Post reported that the Trump administration doesn't have the vaccine stockpile that it said it did. Has that impacted vaccine rollout in Arkansas at all?
So the Arkansas plan had not factored in that stockpile. We have an approach where we plan when we get official notification of the allocations coming. And so our plans, and we had not received any official notification of this stockpile, so we had not built our plans around it. Of course, everyone was disappointed when it really did not come to pass.
Can you give us an idea of the forces the state is subject to when it comes to this rollout in terms of how much does what happens in Arkansas depend on the vaccine manufacturers, for example?
Well, right now the allocations are based on the pro rata allocation per our state population. And we have a smaller state, so we're not receiving as many doses as other states. For that reason, we're working hard to communicate to the public what to expect. And we're hoping that the public will be patient and that those who are eligible will make arrangements for a vaccine at one location in their county. We're asking people not to call around and get on multiple appointment lists because that really confuses our planning in terms of the numbers for other counties. And also it prevents other people from getting on the waiting list. So we're asking people to just make one appointment and not get on multiple appointment lists.
And in terms of what Pfizer and Moderna are doing, where does their production stand?
So my understanding is that the pharmaceutical companies are collaborating with the federal government. One of the limiting factors are getting the raw materials that they need to make the vaccines. That has the supply for that has not been what was needed. So they're working with the federal government to be able to procure those raw materials to make the vaccines. And that, of course, depending on other industries to make those raw materials. So it's a coordinated and complicated process.
There's also an expectation that new vaccines will become available under the FDA's emergency authorization. How will the state respond as those come online?
Yes, we are hopeful that in the next month or two, we will have even a third vaccine that would become available. That would increase the number of vaccine doses available for Arkansans, which would be good news. And we do have plans for that those vaccines down the road as they become available. Our current plan has been developed in such a way is that it's scalable. We can increase the doses to pharmacies and clinics as more vaccine becomes available. But then we can also use additional vaccine to hold larger vaccine events. And I think that will also help to address the demand for vaccine doses in Arkansas.
A lot of people are excited about these vaccines. I think that's understandable. But can you give us a realistic picture of how long this vaccination process will actually take?
So I think it's realistic for us to be able to expect regular allocations to Arkansas. They may be small. They will increase over time. But it will be at least a few months before the general public can be vaccinated. So people need to know that and be patient. Encourage people to get vaccinated when it's their turn and not to wait. But if it's their turn, go ahead and take advantage of being able to get a dose. And then cheer each other on. I know many people would like for themselves to be vaccinated, but we can cheer each other on when other people are able to get vaccinated because this is all good news for Arkansas and we need as many people to be as fully vaccinated as possible if we really want to turn this epidemic pattern around in our state.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely feels like the I got vaccinated photo is the new I voted photo that people like to share during election season.
Yeah, it's exciting times. And we're so fortunate to have a vaccine so quickly that is proven to be safe and effective. People should know that there were no shortcuts, no steps were skipped in developing these vaccines in terms of their safety and efficacy. But because of new vaccine technology and the abundant funding that was made available through the federal government, we were able to complete many of the steps, including ramping up production and pre-making millions of doses. No pharmaceutical company would have ever done that prior to authorization by the FDA, but that's what the federal government funded the companies to do. So we have vaccines sooner than later, and soon I think the doses will be, the allocation of our doses will increase. It's just a matter of time.
And with the inauguration tomorrow and a new incoming Biden administration, is the state going to have to make any changes to the way it's running the vaccine program here?
I don't think that we will. I think it will be a continuation and probably some changes that will benefit us. So I don't anticipate any drastic changes. I just think that things will get better as time goes on.
Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Dillehay.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Jennifer Dillehay speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek. Dr. Dillehay is the state epidemiologist and medical director for immunizations and outbreak response at the Arkansas Department of Health. She encourages anyone who is considering getting the COVID-19 vaccine to reference the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website for the most current information about its safety.